Wexford Siege Camp, Ireland, in the year 1169.
Griffiths! Griffiths!
It's no use, Owain. The archer is dead. Shot with an arrow, ironically.
Yes. Get him out of here.
Wait.
Sir Philip?
This arrow, it seems familiar.
You're right.
An arrow is an arrow.
This shaft is the same as killed my brother.
What? Are you saying Ariel was able to creep into our camp unawares?
We infiltrated their town. It's only logical. She must have been trying to kill Sir Fitzstephen.
But of course, I am the Knight Commander after all. No doubt this Irish fiend merely missed as Griffiths rushed in. The poor brave soldier, giving his life for me, no doubt. He must have been speaking of the plot as he was killed.
Come, sire, you must rest before the battle tomorrow.
Because I am a Welshman, am I to be debarred from all preferments in Wales? On the same reasoning, so would an Englishman in England, a Frenchman in France, and an Italian in Italy. But I am sprung from the princes of Wales and the barons of the marches, and when I see injustice in either race, I hate it.
In the year 1169, corrupt Norman barons keep a chokehold in England, save those of us who fight for honour and justice. Misfits Audio presents Philip DeBarry, Part 4. The truth will out. I don't believe it.
I saw the letter from Lord Rees myself. It stated very clearly that you were to be warned that Sir Fitzstephen is planning to kill you.
But why?
I don't know.
If Lord Rees sent it, that could only mean one thing. Gerald is behind this.
And he would not lie.
No, but he might have been misinformed.
Doubtful.
Tomorrow we take the town. I shall worry about it later. Now go get some rest.
No, I'll stay on watch.
Nonsense, I could not possibly sleep right now. Go on, be off with you.
Yes, sire.
Ariel. She must be stopped. She may be Irish, but she's still a woman, and I cannot hurt her. Chivalry demands it. Yet she killed my brother. Owain, I thought I told you to... Who are you? But you're one of us. I've seen you about the camp.
No, you are a Welshman.
My father was a Baron of the Marches. I am now his heir. Do you think I would support a rebellion? Is that what this is about?
Your brother leads the Welsh rebellion.
What?
You shall not live to support it.
It's true that one of us isn't going to live, but don't count on it being me.
Sire.
An Irish traitor in our midst.
I think not, my lord.
Oh, and I suppose he attacked you under orders from me.
That's exactly what I think.
The Irish are the enemy here. The Irish killed your brother.
I will deal with you later.
I look forward to it.
It was not wise to confront him, sire.
Perhaps not, but I am no liar.
The sun is rising.
I must arm for battle.
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
Another message for me?
Yes, Master.
From?
The King himself.
Really? I am again formally requested to vacate the See of St. David's to make way for the new appointee. The King suggests I make myself useful at court. Does he think I forget what fate befell the last ecclesiastical who dared defy him? Murdered in his own cathedral, no less. I shall not be going to court. But if the King wishes me to leave, and I have none to stand and fight, I shall of course vacate the premises and take my plea directly to Rome. Make preparations, Morgan. I shall leave on the morrow.
Will the Pope listen?
If he fears God, he shall.
Wexford Siege Camp, Ireland.
Dawn, sire.
Indeed.
Siege weaponry, commence assault!
How long will this last?
Until breaches are made in the walls. They're rolling up the battering ram to the town gates as we speak.
Once we're in, you won't do anything foolish, will you?
Define foolish.
Going after Ariel to the neglect of the assault in general.
I made up my mind. I shall not compromise my value simply because she killed my brother. I took a vow not to harm any lady.
Even a murderess?
This is war, Owain. She was protecting her town.
I'll never understand you.
Archers to positions! Prepare to attack!
Ready?
No.
My helm. This way!
The group Irish are fleeing to the water.
Indeed.
Wexford Harbor.
Women and children.
You! Leave now. Or I will shoot.
Why wouldn't you?
Allow them to flee unharmed. This is not their war.
You think I'd attack children?
You are a Norman.
We are not all evil. You lowered your bow.
I believe you. Now, return to the battle where you belong.
Why would you let me go? You killed my brother in cold blood.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I saw it happen.
You saw me shoot the knight?
Well, who else had a bow that night?
You tell me. But it was not I who shot him.
I don't understand.
What is this?
The women and children are evacuating.
And you stand there allowing it?
Well, of course.
Kill them immediately!
Excuse me?
They are the enemy and are taking vital supplies with them.
Food to survive with!
If you haven't the stomach...
Sir Philip, stop him!
I cannot. He is the Knight Commander.
Yeah!
No!
Tyriel, you cannot defeat him!
At least I'm trying.
You cannot allow this, sire.
Have you forgotten she tortured and threatened to kill us? If I attack the commander, I might hang.
You seemed eager enough to do it earlier.
Sir Fitzstephen, fight me in her stead.
Certainly. Now that the wench is dead, or have you forgotten which side you're on, Sir Philip?
I know exactly which side I'm on.
And that is?
Honour and justice.
How quaint. This is the 12th century, Philip.
There will always be a place for doing what is right.
You cannot defeat me. You shall be joining your brother soon.
And I'll have Gerald pray for your soul.
The look on your face as Sir Robert died. Priceless.
You weren't there!
Of course not, but I can imagine. Thank you for destroying the evidence, by the way.
What?
Did you think that pathetic guard would have managed to kill you in your tent?
What are you talking about?
It was I who ordered your brother's death. My men who penetrated the Irish town and killed him!
Why?
You shall die without knowing, my friend!
Stop! You cannot! He's disarmed!
And when did I give the impression I cared about killing an unarmed knight?
I don't know, but I can tell him why you killed Robert.
Gerald?
Gerald! But what are you doing here?
On my way to Rome, I thought I'd stop by.
You saved my life.
Indeed, Commander.
He's right, sire. You are now the senior knight.
I am?
Humble as ever.
Owain, make sure these civilians reach safety. Gerald, Where'd he go?
Something about a chapel.
Oh, this is just so typical. Gerald! Oi, Gerald! Gerald!
Featuring the voice talents of John Specht as narrator, Alex Gilmore as Owain, Scott D. Harris as Philip DeBerry, Gareth Bowley as Robert Fitzstephen, Douglas Barbieri as Norman Guard, David Ault as Gerald DeBerry, Ronnie Rollins as Morgan, Fiona Thrall as Ariel. Written by Alexa Chipman. Post-produced and mixed by John Specht. Music copyright to the respective owners and used for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. This production is part of MisfitsAudio.com and was released in 2009.